AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Voting underway in the Senate, a bill to reopen the government nearing passage. Ed Donahue reports the House would vote next.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will return to session.
We applaud the 7 Senate Democrats and 1 independent senator who did the right thing. They decided to put principle over their personal politics. And my urgent plea of all my colleagues in the House, and that means every Democrat in the House, is to think carefully, pray, and finally do the right thing and help us to bring an end to the pain of the American people.
Also in the House, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are ready to debate.
They'll articulate their variety of different reasons that the bill is being opposed strongly by Democrats in the Senate, the overwhelming majority of them. And there'll be a variety of different reasons that we articulate in the House. Now, certainly, we're going to continue to stand by our hardworking federal employees.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Even if the shutdown ends, air travelers can expect cancellations and delays to worsen this week. The FAA moving ahead with deeper reductions in flight schedules at 40 major airports. Another 2,200 flights were cut today, more than 1,000 already for Tuesday. Unpaid for more than a month, some air traffic controllers have been calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs. The Supreme Court's rejected a call to overturn its decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide, rejecting an appeal from a former Kentucky court clerk who refused to issue licenses. On Wall Street, big tech stocks again led a rally, with the S&P recovering nearly all of its drop from last week. Seth Sutel has numbers.
The S&P 500 climbed 1.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 381 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 2.3%. The Nasdaq had its best day since May. Treasury yields held relatively steady.
This is AP News. Jennifer King has news of a serious accident.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, 3 with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nawakwa in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding 2-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. The retreat was organized for Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Santa Ana. Father Jose Felix Troncoso says a half dozen patients were treated for fractures and at least 1 head injury. I'm Jennifer King.
And Major League Baseball's Rookies of the Year, Nick Kurtz of the Athletics in the AL, Drake Baldwin of the Braves in the NL. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.